Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you another week. As I said last week, I've arrived in Munich for the season. Had a couple of practices already, so excited to get going with my 2025 season. And Nolan's back home in the studio, so but we're glad to be back with you again. So, and as always, lots to talk about tonight. Some really good, interesting stuff that Nolan and I are fired up about, from the Bregman signing to the Vladdy no signing to the fact that the Dodgers and the Cubs open up spring training tomorrow. Hey, there's talk about what we talked about 2 weeks ago as far as already a lot of concerns being thrown out there publicly now publicly in regards to after the CBA finishes up in 2026. So you're going to hear a lot of rumblings about that this year. So anyways, we'll talk about that on the show. And before we get there, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you for being a part of it, wherever you are out there listening and part of the nation. That's it. As a player, a parent, a coach, doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. It's being a dirtbag. It's getting up. It's getting after it. And it's getting dirty day in, day out. So, and as always, to all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you for doing what you do so we're able to do what we do and follow our passion. And that's baseball, obviously. So heartfelt thank you for each and every day that you do that for us. No question about it. So, and as always, we've got our, curtain call questions, training questions. You know where you can send those. Send them to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we're going to be happy to and guarantee that we will follow up with you personally. If it is a training question, as a coach, a parent, a player, it doesn't matter. We will follow up with you in regards to anything and everything. And if it's curtain call questions, you know, we'll do our very best to try to get them on a show and talk about it, because that's what it's all about. It's about your passion and your comments as much as Nolan and I give our comments and our opinions on the state of the game, the present, the highs, the lows of the game, and everything in between, from the MLB to amateur baseball. That's what it's all about. It's about baseball and being a dirtbag. So, hey, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get up, get after it, get dirty.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off for tonight's show?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's just a few more free agency moves from this past week. One of them being a former Boston Red Sox, one of them being a new Boston Red Sox. Obviously, Kirk started it off, kind of introduced it. Trevor Story looks like he's going to be the starting shortstop now for the Boston Red Sox. Don't know what exactly the plan is. But obviously, he won't be playing second base because it sounds like Alex Bregman is going to be the starting second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. Rafael Devers, they get asking him the other day, 100% adamant, I am the starting third baseman for the Boston Red Sox. I have zero intentions of DHing. I have zero intentions of playing first base. I am the starting third baseman for the Boston Red Sox. Do I agree with that stance? Heck no. Do I think he's a little bit delusional? Absolutely. Is Alex Bregman a significantly better fielder than him? Yes, 100%. So I do not understand this gung-ho stance that he is taking, but either way, it is what it is. Obviously, spring training will play itself out. I mean, obviously, you saw some of the teammates, like even Tristan Casas comes forward, and he's like, nope, I like Devers at third base. I want him to be the third baseman for this year and the next 10 years and all this extra stuff. And I'm like, dude, I mean, you guys know who Alex Bregman is, right? Like, you've all witnessed him play baseball. He just won a gold glove at third base. And Rafael Devers, year in, year out, has graded out as one of the worst defensive third basemen. Like, Alex Cora has familiarity with him. That one actually took me by surprise. The Boston contract, 3-year, $120 million. Obviously an opt-out after each year, $60 million in deferrals, basically the contract to pay him right up until, 2046, I believe it is for the deferral money, basically $20 million annually for the next 3 years if he doesn't opt out. I love the signing, obviously Bregman to Boston. I think it's a good fit. You can kind of sense why the Nolan Arenado thing wouldn't have worked out, I guess, for Boston with all the trade speculation that was going on there and everything like that. If Devers was 100% adamant that he wasn't moving off third base, I know Arenado said that he'd be willing to play first base, but I mean, at the same time, I'm not moving Arenado to first base. I'd be keeping him at third base too. I like this signing. I think it's real good. Obviously, the contract details came out for what Detroit offered him too, and Detroit's offer, 6-year, $171 million. I don't know how he turned that one down. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I get the higher annual average for the Boston Red Sox contract. But at the same time, if you're looking for that long-term deal, obviously he countered a couple times with Detroit, asking them for 8-year $200 million and then 6-year $180 million, and Detroit wasn't willing to go higher than $171 million. Don't know what their deferrals were or anything like that. But yeah, no, like we got to the point where Boston obviously became option number one, gives Boston a fantastic chance at least competing in the AL East. I still don't have them as the favorite, but gives them a heck of a lot better chance to win the division now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Bregman knows A.J. Hinch and he knows Alex Cora right from his Houston days. So when I look at it, you know, on the surface, absolutely. 3-year $120 million. They've talked about it all offseason, right? Perfect fit for Alex Bregman, going to the short porch and left, playing third, playing with a good team that's up and coming, ready to go again. And you know, I get the opt-outs. Obviously, he's got $200 million fixated in his mind. He believes in it. He's betting on himself. But on the other side of it, like you said, the Devers thing, I have to believe that it really was a last-minute move by the Boston Red Sox to do that, because there hasn't been really anything positive said by Red Sox players about the Bregman signing. I'm sure Buehler is really happy because very close friends. Talked about getting Bregman earlier in the offseason, but he hasn't said a whole lot. He's been quiet and letting this communication evolve and go. Obviously, it's going to be Alex Cora that makes the decisions at the end of the day. And I think there's going to be a lot of heat over the next 6 weeks for the Boston Red Sox in spring training, because I don't know how you're going to navigate this. Obviously, it wasn't well spoken. And obviously, moves like that don't always have to be spoken with your players and stuff like that. But it's almost like Breslow went out there and he just did it and then was expecting, you know, well, automatically the guy's going to be happy because it's Alex Bregman. But on the other side, they've obviously been with Alex Cora for a few years now. He was involved in 2017 and what happened with the Astros. But again, maybe it's a part of the players themselves, Nolan. I don't know. Dirtbags, you know, it's a really interesting thing when you start digging deeper into it. And that, are they really happy with him being there? Obviously, they know he's a good player. But the 2 days, the last 2 days anyways, it's not looking like it's it's being received real well. And am I off on that? Or do you think there's going to be a little bit of a blow up? We'll never hear about a blow up, I'm sure, or whatever. And that'll be in-house if it is. But can you see Alex Cora happen to go ahead and have a really good, hard conversation with probably Devers and Cassis and any other player that has a bit of trepidation about Alex Bregman playing third base?
Well, I mean, look at the New York Yankees last year with Gleyber Torres. That would be your best example of what is currently happening. Like, Jazz Chisholm was brought over to be the starting second baseman for the New York Yankees last year. Gleyber was supposed to slide over to third. Gleyber tore it, Alex Boone to kick it. Like, he said, I'm a second baseman. I'm playing second base. This sounds like the exact same situation with Rafael Devers saying, I'm a third baseman. Now, the only difference is Devers says another 10 years, $300+ million on his contract, where Gleyber was a free agent. So you can just let Gleyber walk out the door and then you go for whatever you want to do this year, whether it be Jazz Chisholm at third or Jazz at second. Now, it sounds like the Yankees are putting Chisholm back at second base, which, in my opinion, is the better call. That being said, obviously, they still have a glaring hole at third base, which they're trying to fill with Peraza, Cabrera, and DJ LeMahieu. Obviously, three guys that are either young and haven't proven anything, or DJ LeMahieu on the back end is of his career. He's on the 18th hole, basically, if you want to call it that, for the back nine. Yeah, the Boston thing, I really don't know, because, yeah, like you said, like, the clubhouse isn't 100% supportive of this signing based on what's come out so far. So I really don't know what's going to happen with it. I think there's going to be an interesting spring training. That's for sure. There's going to be a heated battle at third base.
I think so, for sure. And do you think it's as simple as the players maybe looking at the contract and going, wait a minute, you're saying you want to come in and be a Boston Red Sox. You got a 3-year deal, but you get opt-outs after your first and second. And I realize those types of contracts are becoming more and more common with players throughout the league. But do you think the other players are just stepping back and going, wait a minute, if you're going to come in here and do whatever it takes to be a Red Sox, I'm okay with that. And I would like you more than 1 year, but I'm okay with it if you're willing to do whatever you can. Looking, but if you're going to come and take one of our stalwarts and move him out of that position that is could potentially be a legend in Boston if he stays there for the whole tenure of his career. Do you think there's a little bit of animosity?
Now, I get that Minnesota didn't really have a true shortstop when Correa came over, but Correa was the exact same deal. Like, I think Correa, when he first signed with Minnesota, was a 3-year $120 million, if I'm not mistaken. I know his was 3 for sure with opt-outs. He opted out after year one and then proceeded to sign a long-term extension with him. So that's kind of the way that I view it. I think it's a feeling out process. But I could see Bregman 100% re-signing with Boston. Obviously, depends on what happens there situationally. But like, if I'm Devers, I mean, I don't hate the stance that Devers is taking. Because, like you said, what's the guarantee that Bregman is back next year? So why would I bother trying to transition off a third base for 1 year just to come back and play third base the following year?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I'm aware of what they're doing. But at the same time, I mean, I got to assume Bregman signing with Boston with the intention of possibly trying to, boost his own free agency for next year to possibly get that $200 million if he elects that way. But at the same time, I could see him fitting in very easily with Boston.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, blue-collar guy. I mean, he knows how to play baseball. He does it, and that's what he does. So I look at it. He's building the offensive numbers. He should be able to do that. And then we're going to find out, Dirtbags, but we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, building off your original comment, Alex Bregman came. You want to talk about the player that left?
Nick Pivetta, 4-year, $55 million, opt out after 26 and 27 to the San Diego Padres, $3 million signing bonus. What does it say? $19 million in 26, 14 and 27, 18 and 28. Obviously, he was a compensatory draft pick. Not a compensatory draft pick, but he was a qualifying offer guy. So San Diego will have to forfeit some compensation and everything like that. Boston obviously will get their compensatory picks. Do I like this signing? Yes. Do I know why they did it? No. San Diego, obviously, this offseason, everybody's should be aware of kind of what's going on there with the ownership and everything like that. Obviously, the Seidler family is having disagreements. Sounds like it was settled there a couple weeks ago, but I mean, time will tell on that one how financially strapped they actually are. Obviously, all offseason's kind of been, oh, where's Dylan Cease getting traded? Where's Michael King getting traded? Where's X, Y, and Z getting traded? They have to cut costs. They have to do this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, they go out and sign Nick Pivetta, and it's like, wait, what? You guys don't lose money, and instead you bring on 4-year 55. Now, that being said, Pivetta is a perfectly fine number four is what they're projecting him right now. Perfectly fine number four. I got no problem with the contract. I got no problem with what he is as a pitcher. As a number three, number four guy, I think it's perfect. I think the money's perfect. I can't complain about that. I'm just confused about the way that San Diego handled this entire offseason just to eventually go out and sign a starting pitcher to the amount of money that they did instead of getting like a Kyle Gibson or a Lance Lynn or one of the older still good starting pitchers in the league for, let's say, maybe $10 million on a one-year deal.
I look at exactly that. I look at it that they've got 6 weeks to still go ahead and evaluate that team. One, it adds depth in the most important position, you got it, pitching. So they've got that, right? He's a good young pitcher, good peripherals. I think that's a good bonus for them. They can bring out even more in him, I think, with their pitching department. And now we've got options, right? If nobody steps up and offers us a good trade for King or Cease, we go ahead and we got more depth in our starting rotation at pretty affordable cost. I mean, they've got enough money to make that contract. I know what you're saying exactly, right? And I know what the industry is looking at and the nation's looking at and stuff like that. Well, who are the Padres in 2025? What are they doing? But I look at it just that way. If a trade can come to fruition for Cease or King over the next 6 weeks, if it needs to, they've got that option. They've still got a pitcher to replace that. If they don't need to, they've got more depth to be able to saddle up with the Arizona Diamondbacks and obviously the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that's how I look at it.
Then there was just a couple more moves from this past week, mainly managers. First, you get Mark Kotze signing a 3-year extension with the Athletics. No longer the Oakland Athletics, obviously, currently the Sacramento Athletics. So it sounds like that'll take him through the entire tenure of the Sacramento Athletics days and then the first year of the Las Vegas Athletics days. So the extension will run through 2029. 2029, I guess, is a team option, actually, sorry. So technically, it'll just run him through the 3 years of Sacramento. But I do like that signing. Obviously, Mark Kotze has done an amicable job with the Athletics' current situation and everything like that that's going on. He handled it about as well as you can. Let's be honest, that was not an easy situation for any manager to get thrown into. Obviously, you're replacing, I'd say, one of the not most successful, but certainly one of the most decorated managers that Oakland has had in Bob Melvin. Obviously, Kotze, he's kind of righted the ship as best as you can. Like, he's turned some of these young kids into studs, obviously. A few breakout players down there. Shea Langeliers, one of them, obviously. Lawrence Butler this past year. Brent Rooker, guys like that. Mason Miller that are starting to take the league by storm. And you're starting to put some respect on their names. So it's like, all right, this might be the right thing for the Athletics moving forward, just having that steady face for their entire tenure in Sacramento.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's a move that the A's had to do. you never have to do anything, but you're darn right, you should be doing it, because Kotze sat there and he's gone through this whole trials and tribulations that is the A's. And absolutely, you need to give him that first year for sure in Vegas when it comes. So good for them to step up. Good for them, in my opinion, to do the right thing. Because obviously he is getting those players to buy in. Obviously those players are playing hard, committed. Like you said, right? What was it? The best team or number two team in all of MLB over the last, what was it? 50 games, 60 games last year. So obviously he's doing some real positive things out there and getting them to understand that, hey, just like all the great, great managers that have gone through rebuilds or whatever it is, have been able to convince their players, hey, you know what? I don't want to ever lose you as a player, but if you want to be a major league player, it doesn't matter where you're playing. You got to be a major league professional. You got to put results on and they will take care of you financially outside of that. And he's got those guys, like you said, you just nailed those guys on the head, and he's going to have more coming up the pipe. Hopefully Severino goes out there and does a great job for them this year and stuff with that, builds off of his last year with the New York Mets. The next guy comes down the pipe and does it, and they move into Las Vegas on a positive note. But at the end of the day, it's the right decision for the A's to do. Good for them to do it right now. So who's your next guy?
Matt Quatrero, manager for the Kansas City Royals. His is not a long-term extension like Mark Kotze's. His is only an extension through the 26 campaign. So basically gets an additional year added on. J.J. Piccolo, the general manager for the Kansas City Royals, he also agreed to an extension that takes him through the 2030 season and a club option for the 2031 season. Obviously, you're looking at that. That's a fantastic team, right? Last year, obviously, they get Bobby Witt Jr. Everybody knows Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be that guy for the franchise for whatever. What is his contract? Another 11 years or something like that? 10 years, however long his contract is that's left. Obviously, he's going to be the main guy there. Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, a bunch of young kids there. Same thing as Oakland, just a little bit further along in the development. Like that one. If you're Quatrero, though, I don't know how you just agree to a one-year deal. Like, I'm looking at it, and you're like, okay, I know the AL Central isn't a loaded division by any stretch of the imagination, but let's be honest with what they did last year. That is a team that basically outperformed everybody's expectations of what they were going to be. It's a lot like Brandon Hyde from a couple years ago with Baltimore, where all of a sudden Baltimore's in the playoffs with what was it, 100 wins or something like that? And you're like, all right, now we got to take the next step forward. Matt Quatrero, I don't know if it's going to be a one-and-done thing with Kansas City. I can't see it being a one-and-done thing with Kansas City. I like the way that Kansas City's built. I'm thinking if you're extending Piccolo through 2030, I'd be looking at extending Quatrero through at least 28, 29. Like, I'm looking to try and build something here with this guy, knowing he's only been manager here for 2-3 years. And the job that he's already done there, he's turned that organization around tremendously, right? They got back into the playoffs. You can tell now it's take that next step further. Now it's make it to the American League Championship Series and win it, right? Get into that World Series if possible. Daunting task, yes, but they've already taken the steps forward to show, hey, we can get into the playoffs and we can win in the playoffs, which is deserving of more than a one-year contract.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying on the surface and stuff like that. Yeah, maybe a 2 or 3 year contract would have been a little bit better for sure. They got the pitchers fixed up. Hopefully Jonathan India does all right with that trade for Singer back in the offseason. And, you know, they still have offensive holes that they need to fix. They've got some really good guys, obviously, like you said, Bobby Witt, Pasquantino, Salvi at the back end of his career, but still looks like he just never misses a beat year after year after year, keeps it rolling. And, you know, they got some interesting guys. Jonathan India is a big, big year for him. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay on the field and provide that setup role. If they're going to bat him in the leadoff spot, I'm not just sure yet what they're going to do, probably ahead of Bobby Witt if he's there. But you never know, right? He's got to stay healthy. after that, they got some really interesting guys and stuff like that. But I wish they went out and got some more outfielders this year. Maybe that Jurickson and Profar. Maybe they talked to Profar and he just didn't want to go to Kansas City. I don't know. And I don't know if there's somebody that can be there for Mikel Garcia over at third base. I don't know if Arenado would go to Kansas City or not. I really don't know. But I'd love to see them go out there and get a little bit more offense, a little bit deeper, because the Tigers are better. They didn't get Bregman, but they're going to be stronger, I would believe. I look for Rocco Baldelli and the Minnesota Twins to bounce back. It's an interesting division. I don't know if it's going to be as easy, and not that it was easy last year for Kansas City to sneak in. It was tough. They built it. They did it. It's a lot closer division than it looks. I mean, take out the White Sox. They are what they are. They're not there, but the Minnesota, Tigers, Kansas City, all good things. So, you know, it's an interesting signing. I do agree with you. It would be a lot nicer to see maybe 2 or 3 years on that contract than just that one. But, hey, good for them, too. I mean, Piccolo, he's doing some good things. He's obviously got a good vision. I'm sure they've talked about it. So it's another signing for a good manager.
Then one last tidbit that I just want to touch on from the past week. Geraldo Perdomo, starting shortstop for the Arizona Diamondbacks, signed a 4-year, $45 million extension. I really love that one. Honestly, kid's been fantastic since he came up. Locking up their core players in Arizona, getting them through their rookie contracts, basically, and early years of free agency, and then going from there. Now, that being said, blocks their top prospect in Jordan Lawler.
Yeah, I mean, hey, again, you got to trust there's a plan there. They've been doing a lot of moves this offseason, so time's going to tell. Hey, spring training's going to tell what Lawler can do for that. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale, so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So thank you for sending them in. You know where you can do that, Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll try to our very best to get them on the air. So obviously, Nolan, the biggest one in the industry right now is Vladdy Guerrero, not getting the extension with the Toronto Blue Jays. Having said that, I want to segue into the next question after it is, we're talking about the Bregmans. We're talking about the Vladdy Guerreros not signing or whatever, all these types of things, instead of the pure excitement of spring training starting. That's kind of where the industry is and stuff like that. But it's crazy, and we'll get to that. But, hey, talk to the nation. Vladdy Guerrero doesn't get the contract extension. I apologize firsthand. 2 weeks ago, I had him over 50% sign him. I was wrong. I didn't get the right pick. I'll own that one, Dirtbag Nation. But, Nolan, we're talking in opening of spring training about where Vladdy Guerrero is going to sign next year already, instead of talking about baseball. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly haven't given it any thought. I've never really been surprised at the fact that Vladdy was going to be a free agent. I mean, it's tough. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, I want to go in depth here, but I'm not shocked by any stretch of the imagination that it's come to this point in time. Like, Jay's management had 5 years to get this contract taken care of. But think about the same thing last year. Like, we literally went through the same thing where Juan Soto was given contract extensions by the New York Yankees and rejected every single one of them because he wanted to be a free agent. Right? Like, to me, in no way, shape, or form is it a shock. The only thing that's shocking to me is the fact that there wasn't immediately trade speculation. Right? Like, obviously, everybody's just going to jump the gun on the free agency and everything like that, because that's the next logical thing to do, especially when you get a superstar in the game that's going to be coming up as a free agent in a year's time. The only interesting thing to me now, I really hope that it doesn't affect his play. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what Vlad actually does this year. Because if Vlad goes out and puts up years like he's put up three out of the past 5 years, where he's either been overweight or just unclutch, if you want to call it that, non-timely hits, just like a subpar player, and everybody knows what the defense is, right? The defense is not Christian Walker at first base. He's a subpar defensive first baseman. Yes, he's got a gold glove, but you can toss an asterisk beside that because, let's be honest, you win a gold glove with a negative defensive war, the rest of the first basemen in the league are just that bad that year, right? Vlad, I mean, for his sake, I hope he has a fantastic year. I hope he obviously gets remembered in a good way in Toronto. That being said, am I shocked by what's happening? No. Will I be surprised if he signs with Boston or signs with the New York Mets or one of these other teams? No. Do I hope he comes back to Toronto? Sure. Absolutely. Did the Toronto Blue Jays make off like bandits off Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in terms of jersey sales, in terms of filling or putting butts in seats and everything like that? Yes, absolutely. When they lose him, it's obviously going to be a huge thing. But that being said, if I'm them right now, I'm trying to trade Vlad Ambo. Get it out of the way. You guys didn't sign any of your free agents. You guys didn't really make any other significant moves this offseason outside of signing Max Scherzer. Try and trade them right now. Get it taken care of while spring training's just getting started up.
So all kinds of backlash, Toronto Blue Jays fans already, and that Ross Atkins got to go. Obviously, Atkins, Shapiro, the front office has metrics, has analytics. And as we always talk about Dirtbag Nation, I mean, the data only tells the truth. It just tells the truth. So if the industry is looking at first baseman differently now and stuff like that, so be it. So be it. But like you said, they're everybody in the industry, whether it's money or not, analytics or not, can look at Vladimir Guerrero and go, that's a franchise player. That's a guy that needs to do his whole career, if possible, in the same place. It's not even close. And it's not just because they missed out on it yesterday. They've been missing out on it for years. And I realize that's part of the negotiating thing. It doesn't really come down to anything close until the deadline. There's a deadline given, right? But it didn't get done. Does Ross Atkins need to go?
Yeah, 100%. All three of them need to go. Atkins, Shapiro, Schneider. Get rid of them. Gone, done. Boom, move on. Clean slate. Bring in new management. Take care of it. And now that being said, I'm not sitting here knocking what Shapiro and Atkins did in any way, shape, or form. Basically, year after year, they were in the dance on every single free agent that ever became a free agent, according to literally every reporter ever. But I just think it's time for just a break from those guys. They've like I said, it's not for a lack of trying. They went out, they made fantastic moves for their pitchers. They got their Berrios, they got their Gausmans, they got Robbie Ray, they got Ryu once upon a time, George Springer, tons of guys all across the board, right? They've made their moves. Get Max Scherzer. Like, that's my point. Like, it's not for a lack of trying. It's the same situation as the Los Angeles Angels, if you want to compare apples to apples. They're making the moves, just the moves never came to fruition. And unfortunately, at this point in time, especially losing arguably your two biggest homegrown stars that you guys have had in the past, 25 years in Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, unless by some miracle, I'd say that they re-signed. But yeah, over the last 25 years, probably those are the best two homegrown talents that the Jays have ever had. And for both of them just to walk out the door for what right now looks to be zero compensation for either of them, like whether they trade them or not, right now they're getting zero back because they're going to be free agents at the end of the year and they're both going to leave, right? So they get their compensatory picks and that's that. But that being said, I just think it's time to kind of move on from those guys. I don't know who you replace them with because Alex Anthopoulos isn't coming back to Toronto. But I wish he was. I can tell you that much.
Well, that's it. I mean, the optics just don't look really good for them in that part of the free agencies or whatever and that. They've been able to sign guys, like you said. It's not for a lack of trying. I do honestly believe that you know, your Shohei's, your Juan Soto's, they were used by their agents. They knew that Toronto had money or whatever and stuff like that, so used Toronto as a bidding partner and stuff like that, and that's negatively impacted them and worked against them because exactly right. If I'm Bo Bichette or I'm Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I'm going, wait a minute, you just offered $700 and $700 for both those players the last 2 years, and you're telling me I can't get $450 or $500, and I'm not saying Bo Bichette's there. But,
I get your point, yeah.
The optics, they were used and abused, and unfortunately, the optics right now for them, they look negative. It is tough. It is bad. There's no question. So let's move on and then get talking about it and stuff like that. Some highlights or excitement about it. You got Cody Bellinger. You've got Paul Goldschmidt in the Yankees. Got to be excited. Even they got to be excited. They got to be refreshed. All the reports that I've been looking at and reading or whatever and that, you know, especially Goldie or whatever in that, you know, he realizes he wants a bounce back year. He knows he can do better than last year. He wasn't happy with last year's results, but he's all openly talking about, hey, you know what? It's also my time to pay it forward to the next generation, the same as I had it paid forward to me. That's got to be exciting if you're New York Yankees.
I love Goldie. I'll just start out by saying that dude through and through, I get he's no longer a St. Louis Cardinal, not by his own choice, probably. Obviously the Cardinals wanted to go in a different direction. That dude, what he's going to bring to the Yankees clubhouse is going to be like, I don't think anything that those guys have seen. And that's no disrespect to Anthony Rizzo or anybody like that. I'm just saying Goldie he's a dude. He doesn't say a lot, but when he says a word, you listen. Right. So that guy coming into that clubhouse, I think he's going to turn some of those veteran guys into winners. And I get that he hasn't won. I'm fully aware that Goldschmidt has never won a World Series. Heck, he's barely even won a playoff game. Got swept both years when he was with the Cardinals. That dude, what he can do, though, for your organization as the New York Yankees, even if it's a 1-year deal, I guarantee it'll be a lasting impact on it. because I know dang well the St. Louis Cardinals, they're sitting there right now with Wilson Contreras at first base. And now I'm hoping Wilson Contreras obviously has a fantastic year being a Cardinals fan. But that being said, that's a huge loss. I have no clue what to expect from Contreras. From Goldschmidt, I knew what to expect. That dude's going to pick every ball, well, nearly every ball. He's going to make the plays at first base. He's going to be your wall, so he's going to really help out Anthony Volpe on some of those low throws that he loves giving the first baseman. He's going to help out with Jazz Chisholm and everything like that. Don't know who the third baseman is, so obviously that'll be up in flux. But that dude, just in terms of his ability just to know the game and everything like that, I think he's going to have a fantastic year with the Yankees. Now, that being said, I don't know statistically what he's actually going to do. I'm just saying purely from a Paul Goldschmidt standpoint, I think he's going to have a fantastic year. Cody Bellinger, I really don't know what to expect. I think center field to him in New York, I can't see the bright lights in New York getting too big for him. Obviously, I haven't played with the Dodgers and everything like that. I think he'll fit in nicely there. I like the fact that he's got the short right field porch. The shoulder still scares me, no matter what anybody says about Bellinger. The shoulder will always still scare me with him. But I think he'll be good for about a 20-20 and a 270 average. I think he'll fit in nicely as a 5-6 hitter somewhere in that lineup.
And I think you're seeing the same thing out on the West Coast with the San Francisco Giants pitching staff with all looks from Justin Verlander so far. Talking pitching, talking development with the young guys and stuff like that. So that's exciting for them as well. So you touched on it briefly during that comment, Nolan. Wilson Contreras coming into camp bigger, stronger. You think he's got a little bit of fire in his belly from, hey, the speculation of going from catcher to first base, replacing Goldie? Obviously, sounds exciting for them. So, hey, it's a good place to be.
I think, now this is purely fantasy standpoint. I think from a fantasy standpoint, not like make-believe in your head, like I'm talking Yahoo Fantasy or whatever sort of fantasy group you use. I think from that standpoint, I think he's going to win you an MVP. Because he's still going to go down as a catcher, and then he's going to give you first base. And the way that that dude hits, like, he's always been known as a hitter. Now, this year, all of a sudden, he'll get to play 150-plus games between DH and first base instead of maybe 120 games as catcher DH. That extra 30 games, all of a sudden, he's going to hit 30, 35 home runs, maybe push 100 RBIs. I think it frees up his legs. Don't know what he's going to add for stolen base. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to steal 5 stolen bases or anything like that. Don't know what that'll bring. But just in terms of his legs and just overall health, I think it's going to be amazing for him. Defensively, I don't have a clue. I'm scared as a St. Louis Cardinals fan to see what our defense is going to look like this year. Because to me, I think you need a first baseman that can just dig balls and save the rest of your infield. That's why I loved Goldschmidt, because that dude could just get balls that I didn't think were possible for a first baseman to get. So I don't know what the defense is going to bring. From a fantasy standpoint, if you're looking for a catcher, I would be jumping all over Wilson Contreras.
Unfortunately, only 45 seconds left, so we're not going to have enough to dig into it, but we'll talk about it in more depth next week because I don't think it's going away, and that's the CBA after 2026. Manfred's been open about it. Tony Clark went on USA Today yesterday and talked about it and stuff like that, so it's not looking good. It looks like the owners are lining up against the players. The players are lining up against the owners, and it's not looking good. So, but we talked about it here 2 weeks ago first, right?
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting next couple of years, that's for sure. There's definitely going to be some rumblings, and I think eventually it will become a lockout. But Dirtbag, stay tuned for our final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So, this is going to be an indirect thing about baseball. Mainly just because of what's going on right now with sports in general. Obviously the NBA All-Star game happened this past weekend, and truthfully, I didn't even know that it happened because I think the NBA All-Star game is the biggest joke of all All-Star games. What the NHL is doing right now, if you're living under a rock with the Four Nations hockey that's going on, obviously Canada and USA are facing off against one another, tomorrow night for the championship game. God, that gets me fired up, man. That just gets me so fired up for country versus country, best on best in whatever sport you're playing. Obviously, we're Canadians. We love our hockey, love our baseball too. When the World Baseball Classic comes back around in, 28?
No, 26 next year.
26, sorry, next year. When that comes back around, my goodness, man, I'm going to be loving that just as much as I'm loving the NHL right now. Because this Four Nations was the best thing that the NHL could have done. If MLB can ever somehow figure out a way how to get it like that, because that being said, obviously the All-Star game no longer means anything. But if they can somehow figure out a way how to get a Four Nations or whatever going on for there, I would totally be in love with it. 100% in love with it.
Yeah, no question about it. If you are a hockey fan out there, Dirtbags, settle in and watch that game for sure, whatever. And that, obviously I'm rooting for Canada, and most of the nation will be rooting for USA, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. That's really exciting sports when you get to that. You country versus country. Teammates versus teammates, you know, you look at it, but you play with everything in your heart. You play with everything in your soul because those events don't come around very often. And they really are about bragging rights in the room and stuff like that. You hope nobody gets seriously injured and takes them away from in this case, the NHL team that they're on and stuff like that for the rest of the year. But beautiful. Can't wait. Settle in for tomorrow night's game and enjoy it. Unfortunately, Dirtbags, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.